Unit 22.
Home.
At a train station. There are many words that the Japanese use in their conversation, which they have borrowed from English. While some of them are used in the same way or have a similar meaning, many others have been adapted to suit the needs of the Japanese speakers. The pronunciations of many such words are also altered, so you may not even notice that they came from English. One such example which you will find at a train station is the word
home,
pronounced like home. It is the word for platform, and it is used alternately with
sen,
track. You need to find out which platform you are to proceed to when you ride a train. Some stations in the nation's capital, such as the
Shinjuku, Shibuya, Shinagawa,
and
Tokyo
stations, are huge and have up to 20 tracks or platforms. Just ask someone at the station,
Yokohama wa nanban home desu ka?
Or
Yokohama wa nanban sen desu ka? Jimu-san no kuruma wa?
You heard in this unit,
Jimu-san no kuruma wa?
Strictly speaking, from the grammatical perspective, this is not a complete sentence. Translated word for word, the statement only says, Mr. Jim's car? If we were to make it grammatically complete, it would be,
Jim-san, anata no kuruma wa dou shimashita ka?
Mr. Jim, what did you do with your car? You will notice that many Japanese statements are seemingly incomplete and even appear grammatically incorrect in English terms. Being able to read the speaker's mind and to let others read yours is an important skill in Japanese daily communication. If you speak in Japanese using clear, complete, precise sentences, which is an important communication competency in American discourse, you might be considered as a legalistic, aggressive, or even an offensive person. After some experience and practice, you will learn how to leave your language vague and incomplete in actual social situations.